Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Thanks for joining us on the daily program this morning. Now, we started to kind of see this shift in television, even earlier than streaming services came along. We sort of saw it shift once we started recording things onto videotape for watching later, where we could fast forward, rewind TV shows. But these streaming services, this seems to be the biggest upset in the way people watch TV right now. How are we seeing traditional ways of watching broadcast television starting to fade away?
Yeah, it's definitely changing. And you make a good point there that so the streaming services where we start to think about binge watching and, you know, viewing things that when we want, at a time we want. But sort of the VCR technology was where this really changed, where it was the opportunity for us to record programming. And as you said, you know, fast forward through ads, watch it at our time, you know, whenever we want it. But you're right in saying that, yeah, the idea of streaming technology has definitely changed the way that we view televisual content. But it's definitely much earlier than that. So 2015 was really when the streaming services all kicked off in Australia. But ABC iView was available from 2008. So that sort of started that shift in Australia.
And how might this change the way in which we socialise around television programs? Once upon a time, obviously, the family had to all gather on the couch at once at a certain time, a scheduled time, at a scheduled day of the week, and all watch these kind of things together. And it had that kind of social aspect, that familial aspect. Nowadays, it's kind of a little bit more individual and a little bit more now. So how might that actually change our attitudes to the social aspects of television watching?
Yeah, there's a couple of interesting points there. I mean, anyone who's on social media, if you haven't watched the series, you sort of have to unplug, essentially, just so you don't have any spoiler alerts, because now we can watch a lot of programs from start to finish quite quickly. The issue around this idea of binge watching and, for example, something like Netflix is how long can they continue to produce content in this sort of fashion? So whilst we get to watch 10 episodes as quickly as we want to, the actual production of those still takes that same amount of time. So that's going to be the issue around these streaming services is can they continue to sort of constantly be adding content to their services? It's almost like the never-ending packet of Tim Tam scenario.
Well, looking at broadcast television, the way they're fighting back, when you talk about adding content, I've seen a lot of broadcast channels are trying to fight back with this event television. This is TV that you need to see it when it comes on, or it really kind of loses its sparkle. It's the kind of thing that everybody has to watch all around the country at once, or else you're just going to miss out because it's going to be all over social media 5 minutes after the episode has run. We see it with a lot of reality TV shows and the like. But how do we see broadcasters actually fighting back?
Yeah, that's one of the key things, I think, is live content. You have to watch it at that time, otherwise you essentially miss out. So broadcast television is definitely the right platform for that. The issue with sort of live streaming, there are plenty of services that are doing this. You know, Twitter's even involved in sports streaming. But the issue around that is if you do have some buffering with the internet services, the frustration level is much higher because you're missing out on, you know, immediate content that you must, you know, continue to watch. So definitely broadcast has a bit more play in the live element, as you mentioned, and particularly these ideas of sort of, Survivor and those sorts of programs where it is sort of building that social engagement as well.
And I think this is quite interesting. The Netflix CEO has stated their biggest competitor as a streaming service is sleep, the concept of sleep. I can understand that. You know, Netflix comes up with this little pop-up every once in a while just to check that you're still watching if you're really binging on a television program. So you can really sit there for hours, and it's quite well known. People are skipping hours of sleep so they can make sure to continue to watch these very bingeable shows. Might this be affecting our health? Might we actually see binge-watching affecting our actual health as well?
I'm not sure. Obviously, I'm probably not the right person to speak in regards to health, but definitely Netflix want to know what you're watching and when you're watching. And the reason for that is this idea of the data. They essentially want to know what your age is, what your favourite programs are, so they can actually start to build a catalogue that suits your viewing habits. And then they can share that data across, you know, their global network and start to really understand who's viewing what and at what time.
So what can we actually predict for the future of television viewing? Is it going to get more and more individualized?
It potentially could. I mean, YouTube's doing some interesting things in the VR space where they actually want you to watch YouTube content in VR, but actually be able to engage with, you know, others watching that same content anywhere in the world. So that idea of sort of single watching content it could potentially go into a VR space. I think that's an interesting prospect in itself.
Intriguing. Well, Mark, thank you very much. Really, really appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about this one.
Thanks for having me.